obviously the result was what we were after. I think possibly performance-wise, to sum it up, I thought their attitude and their work ethic was spot on. You know, on the negatives were the fact that we didn't play as we usually can. Maybe that was who we were against and didn't allow us to. But some of the decisions were a little bit sloppy, and we created a little bit of our own pressure towards the end of the second half. But look, you know, to surmise it all, it was the fact that yeah, it's 3 points, another clean sheet. We'll take it.
And in terms of the first half, first 40 minutes, completely deadlocked, really. Both sides sort of snuffing each other out. And then they had two very good chances just before the break, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah. They had two good chances to possibly score on another day. Maybe the front players would put those away. But you ride your luck sometimes. And as I said, we've earned a bit of luck today. I don't think it was given to us because we had to work extremely hard. But, you know, the penalty that they got was obviously another chance, and Mac has saved it relatively comfortably. But I'm not complaining about getting luck. You know, you don't just get given it, as I said, you earn it. And we've earned luck today by working extremely hard.
Yeah, I mean, you could point to a couple of let-offs, you know, the penalty obviously being one. It wasn't the best penalty you'll ever see, and the chances. But that said, you were never really overawed, you know, no. Never battered or anything like that, were
no.
you?
No, I think teams will come here and they will get overrun. They'll get battered physically, and, you know, they'll possibly throw the towel in, and that's something that our group of players will never do. And if you stand up to a challenge that's put in front of you, that's all we asked before the game, you know. It was to stand up and put in a display. And if we do lose, then at least they put in their full effort, and it's just been one of those days. But luckily for us today, it was the opposite, where they put in a shift and we rode a lot.
And Danny Sleeve pops up with the goal 6 minutes after the penalty incident.
Yeah, it gives you belief, you know, sometimes when you can. We said to him at half time, look, you know, sometimes you get a bit of luck. The two chances I had just before half time, sometimes it's your day. And I felt that way. And that's, you know, it's easy to say after the event, but we felt, Paul and I, before the game, that we would we'd put on a good display. And no, it wasn't a good footballing display from either team, but what it was a display that was worthy of 3 points against anybody else, possibly. The chances that they had, the three chances, including the penalty, you know, didn't go their way. And I think that instilled a bit more belief into our players and went up the other end, and I thought we started creating a few more chances.
Yeah, I mean, you expected after you'd scored there to be a real onslaught, but it never really came, did it? I mean, you were sort of solid and comfortable, really.
Yeah, it came. You know, they put the ball on top of us a little bit, but I thought we defended really resolutely. And back four and Semps and Yatesy and Churchy and Sleethy defended extremely hard. Then when Cully comes on, he does exactly the same. You know, so credit goes to them. You know, sometimes last season, possibly we would have been sucked into trying to play pretty football all the time, and you can't do that. What they did was defended and play percentage football and ground out a result yet again.
And of these opening nine games, there's what's pleased you the most is you're getting a lot of clean sheets as well as scoring big at times, and you can play both ways. You can win ugly, you can do the fancy stuff as well, and you seem to know when to do the right things, or you seem to have learnt that particularly.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing for me is the learning curve of the players, and you know, they'll only get better if they keep learning. You know, they've learnt when they can play and they learnt when they have to dig in. And but from last season, that's the biggest thing, I think, is the fact that they know when they have to slow games down and you know, when they know when to play quickly and pass into feet and play around players. And they've done it so far this season. It's not by any fluke. It's a lot of hard work gone into pre-season and a lot of talking to the players and letting them know what we require from them.
And I guess you're going to say, even though it's a fantastic win and you're the first people to take points off Alfreton, you don't get any more points for it. It's another game and nothing's ever won in September.
No, I just said to the players in there, it means no more to us than the fact that we've won 3 points. You don't win anything in September. And I know it's a cliche and people can say, oh, it's been a bit dour. It's not. It's truth. The truth is, we've won a game of football and it sets us up nicely to play the next one. And that's all we're looking at. You know, like we said before the game, if that was April or May and we'd have won it, then we'd have been a little bit more probably buoyant. But, you know, the game's gone now. 3 points on the board and we'll move on.